Hi, Sammy. This is John Kyle with Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Not too bad.
Good to hear. So, Sammy, I appreciate you taking the call here. So I did get some really good notes here. So bear with me one moment. Let's just make sure I have everything set up properly. Now, from what I gather here, did you just start the business, or how long have you been in business for?
I just started the business.
Okay. And so being so new in business now, where exactly are you focusing your services? Is Foster City, or you said the whole peninsula? So how far are you going outside of Foster City?
Like basically roughly the peninsula, wherever I can get work.
Okay. Right. So, and then, so when, are you doing all of like greater like Bay Area, or where specifically are you going, all the way up to like the city, or are you going down south to San Jose? Just trying to figure out exactly where you're located here.
Yeah, I'm going all the way up to the city towards Oakland and also down to San Jose.
Okay, nice. Okay. Wow. You're even going to Oakland, man. You're definitely a trooper. I used to live up there, and it's, definitely quite the hike to even go that far. I mean, you're just crossing the San Mateo Bridge, right? You're not doing the
Bay
Bridge, are you?
No, just the San Mateo Bridge.
I was gonna say, because Bay Bridge would be crazy. Okay, so since you're going that far, on the east side of the Bay as well as the South Bay, and then you're going all the way into San Francisco as needed as well, right?
Yep.
Okay. So then, just to make sure we're on the same page, like, what have you done so far to like market the business? Like, what are you doing right now to promote the new business?
Well, I was, I'm fairly new. I don't really do a lot of online stuff because I'm new, and I started off with Angie and Thumbtack, but I really, really dislike it.
Okay. Because how the leads are set up, and you're kind of like going to battle every time you get a lead, or tell me what specifically is.
I'm sorry.
Would you wish was different?
Oh, you were breaking up.
Yeah, I was saying, you said the lead, or the situation with Angie's and Thumbtack, you don't really like. Is it because you have to like fight for every lead and make outbound calls, or what specifically is the thing that you're trying to, stay away from?
No, it's because like they told me they gave me a yearly membership fee, and then I didn't know there was like a daily and a weekly fee, and I was like, it feels like a hidden cost, which I didn't know of. I thought that yearly membership covered it. So yeah, and then the leads are not necessarily solid, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, we definitely hear the stories. So then, just to make sure we're in the right page, I mean, I'm glad that you figured that out sooner rather than later. So now we focus strictly on Google, and then we also do Facebook advertising. So do you feel that these are the avenues that would make more sense for you if the cost is better than Angie's?
Wait, what was the advertising you were mentioning that again?
We do Google optimization, right, to make sure you show up on the first page of Google, and then we also do Facebook ads.
Okay.
So I was just saying, as long as the cost is better than Angie's, does that make sense for you as far as those avenues to reach out to customers? I mean, you're pretty confident in Google working, right? Okay. So, for Sammy Demolition, like, if I'm looking for, like, demolition services in Foster City, what specifically do you want to promote? Is it strictly demolition and hauling? Is it junk removal? What are some of the things that you want to make sure that you're found for?
Demolition and hauling, interior strip outs. I would basically like to work with renovators, people that's renovating homes. I want to just go in and basically, like, let's say they're doing a remodeling of their bathroom or kitchen, or like basically in, like, they're doing like a whole remodel inside their house. I just want to basically be the contractor that goes in and strips it out before they do the remodeling and change things. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I hear you loud and clear. So remodeling, demolition, pre-remodel cleanouts. I'm just trying to think of the keywords that they use, right? They usually call it like cleanout service. Sometimes they call it construction cleanouts. You've heard of that before too, right?
Yeah, or it's sometimes it's called partial demolition, interior demolition. Yeah.
Okay, so that's good. So you have a hauling truck, I'm assuming, right, to do all this, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, nice. Okay, so those are the keywords that we'd be looking to make sure that you're found for, right? So I'm looking at interior demolition, for example, and we're looking in your base area. You know, there's not going to be too many people in Foster City that are advertising, but then what we do, because, you know, Foster City is just a small niche of the Bay, the Bay Area, we also make sure that you're focused on Facebook ads, as I mentioned. So, again, we're going to make sure you're on the first page of Google, and how we do that is we also include a website as part of our service. So it's not an add-on cost. It's just included with our core service. So that way you can be, you know, have a strong representation online as well. And then you accept text messages on this phone number, right, Sammy?
Yes. I like text messages, to be honest.
Okay, no worries. I'm going to send you two messages right now just so you can see the website sample that we're referring to. And then you can see exactly what's included. So again, this is a part of the service. It's something that we include. It's going to be fully customizable to Sammy Demolition. We'll probably secure the exact domain of SammyDemolition.com as well. You know, so that way you can get promoted on Google. So again, the reason why we do that, the way we work with Google, we have a partnership with them where we have to guarantee a bare minimum success rate nationwide of 3 out of 4 clients. So in order to do that, we make sure that you have a website, and you're not just pushing towards the top page without anywhere for someone to click to, right? So we want to make sure that's included there. And then we do the Facebook ads next. So did you get a chance to briefly just browse the website while we're talking?
Yeah, I got the, is it the local splash?
Yeah. So when you scroll through it, like you'll see it'll like talk about, like junk removal, waste management. Again, this is going to be fully customizable. I just showed you a sample. Site, just so you can see the structure. Where you see the local splash logo, again, when we do it for Sammy Demolition, that's all going to be replaced by whatever logo you want us to make for you. Now, have you made a logo for yourself yet, or no?
Yeah, I have a logo.
Okay, so as long as you share the artwork with us, then we'll implement that there. And then, again, we're going to customize this site to reflect the business services that you want to offer, and everything here will be reflecting Sammy Demolition. And then you'll see, again, when you scroll through the site, you'll see how there's a click-to-call button, a text button at the bottom of the page at all times. That's why we set it up so it's optimized for cell phone use, because as you may imagine, most of your customers are going to be looking for you on their cell phone. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. So the next thing that we do is the Facebook ads. So are you familiar with how Facebook Boost ads work?
Yeah, I've seen them while I'm scrolling.
Okay, so you're familiar with how that works, right, on your own Facebook. So when you're scrolling through Facebook, an ad will pop up, and it's usually very relevant to something you were looking at online recently. You've noticed that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we do the same exact thing for Sammy Demolition. If someone is looking for your services on Google or other platforms, even if they didn't, you know, go to your website directly, later on in the evening when they're scrolling through social media, and this works really well for the Resi clients, if they're scrolling through social media, your ad will pop up for Sammy Demolition in their news feed. So it's a really effective form of second-level advertising for clients. Facebook calls it retargeting marketing, right, because you're hitting someone usually later on in the day when they're more relaxed and they're more willing to check you out because they don't really have anything else going on to distract them. So it gives you that second layer, a second iron in the fire, so to speak, just to make sure that you're hitting people at different times of day. So we include both of those together. The good news with Facebook ads is they're very inexpensive compared to running Google ads, so much so that our standard service offering includes $100 of Facebook ads. And that way you can start marketing towards like Fremont, Hayward, you know, Oakland, any area that's not directly around Foster City. Just because, again, when it comes to the Bay Area, it's so dense, you need to be able to hit other areas that aren't necessarily showing up on the Google Maps side when someone's not quite near you. You follow me so far there?
Yeah.
Okay. So again, it's an all-inclusive package, Sammy. It's much less expensive than your Angie's program. Under your Angie's program, they were just trying to pick at you every time a lead came in. So what we do is a month-to-month flat rate. It includes $100 going towards Facebook ads each and every month. And then we do the optimization on Google and the website that I sent you the link to. All-inclusive, the month-to-month rate is $249 a month.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So what's a good email address for you?
s.lutolofi@gmail.com. So it's s.lutolofi@gmail.com.
F as in Frank, right? Lotulofi?
Yes, Lutolofi. F is in print.
Lutolofi? Okay.
Exactly.
All right, and Lutolofi is your last name, right?
My middle name.
Oh, your middle name. Okay, what's your last name? Sorry.
This is not a scam or anything, is it?
No. Rear, that's why I sent you the link to everything. We're based out of Southern California, brother. Check us out, Local Splash Fountain Valley. We have almost 1,000 reviews on Google. Don't worry, we're not like Angie's. We thrive on keeping customers happy.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Yeah, no worries.
Okay, so what
do you see? Just your last name, so that way I can start setting you up for the onboarding.
My last name is my last name is Lee Weiler, so it's V-I space Weiler, W-E-I-L-E-R-T.
Okay, V Weiler, V-I space W-E-I-L-E-R-T.
Yeah, V Weiler, that's my last name.
Okay, and then what's a good physical address? So that way Google can center you properly.
708 Niantic Drive, NIANTIC, Foster City.
94404, right?
Yep.
And then as far as the domain name, do you want us to do like SammyDemolition.com? Is that what you're hoping to secure if we do that for you? For the website?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay.
I mean, unless you have a better recommendation.
I mean, it doesn't really matter in today's world what domain name you have, just because no one really sees that anymore. They just click the button to go to the website, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we try to get as close to the business name as possible, just so that way, you know, it kind of lines up. All right. And then I'll just need about 10 more minutes of your time, and then we'll do the setup here. So for the business, you're going to be the person who's the main person on account at all times, right?
Yes.
Or do you want anyone else to do marketing for you that you authorize them to call in on your behalf?
Marketing, how does that work?
Well, let's say you want to change your Facebook ad with us, or you want to change keywords with us. Do you want to have anyone else call in on that, or it'll just be you connecting with us directly?
I'd rather like just connect with you guys directly in the customer. I don't want to work with anybody else.
Yeah, I was just saying is like you don't have anyone like on your team doing marketing, right?
No. I just started this business, and yeah, I'm starting from the ground up.
Okay, no worries. And then, so we'll definitely help you every step of the way here. All right. And then for the business, we do an onboarding call where we just walk you through to make sure the website is set up properly and the Facebook ads and whatnot. It takes about 30 minutes. We can schedule it anytime today. Latest slot today is 2 to 3 p.m. And the earliest slot we have is in a little over an hour at 11 to 12. Do you want to do that today or do you want to do it tomorrow?
No, let's do it today.
11 to 12 or some other time?
No, let's do the one in the afternoon. What was the other time slot?
2 to 3. And then I also have 1 to 2, actually.
Yeah, let's do 1 to 2.
Okay. I'm going to send you an invite right now. Just give me a second here. You'll get an invite via email. In about 10 seconds, I'm almost done sending it. It'll come from jkyle@localsplash.com. Okay. You should be getting that shortly, just to indicate that it's for 1 to 2 today. All right, 620.
John
Kyle. Yep, correct. All right. And then we're going to also send you a couple emails when we're done today for, like, your Google Business profile verification. And did you get a license to operate in the city, or how did you – how are you set up right now?
Yeah.
If you're still working on the license, that's fine.
No, I already have the license. I just got it, like, last week.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, I have my contractor's license, and also I have my bond and insurance.
Nice. So you have full licensing and insurance. That's perfect. Then you're definitely going to do very well, because a lot of people don't get that early on. Okay. And then we're going to build out a Facebook business page for you with, like, a digital business card and whatnot. Do you have a personal Facebook page set up already?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't have my personal. I don't have a business one.
That's what I'm saying. But you have a personal one, right?
Yeah, I have a personal one.
Okay. So then that being said, can you send a text message to that same 877 number I texted you from earlier with a link to your Facebook personal profile, if you can share the URL? That way, because every Facebook business profile has to be connected to a human being's profile and indicate that you're the owner of the business, okay?
Wait, say that again? Can I just, I don't know about the whole URL thing. Is there any way I can just send you the name or?
Yeah, you just share the profile. Like, you press the share button when you're on your Facebook page. You just press the share button on your cell phone. And then usually you can just copy it. It says, like, copy link or copy link URL. And then you could send that over. That's usually the easiest way when you're already logged into your profile.
Okay, share. Sorry, I am not really tech savvy.
That's okay. that's why businesses like us exist, right? We help you with the marketing as much as we can.
Yeah.
I know Foster City and the surrounding Bay Area. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Foster City and the surrounding Bay Area.
I'm just putting a couple of the big city names around there. And all surrounding smaller cities. So we've got Foster City, San Francisco, San Mateo, San Jose, Oakland, Fremont, Hayward, and then the smaller cities, right? That's a fair list there.
Yep.
Okay. And again, no rush on sharing the Facebook, but if you do get that over to me, great. I'll just put it in right now. Last two things are what hours of operation do you want to show on your website?
Most preferably like 7 to, I'll say 6, 7 to 5.
Okay. Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Yeah, to 6 p.m. or 7 to 5 p.m.? Okay. And do you want Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Saturday.
Okay. And then Sunday off, right? Or Sunday closed?
No, I prefer to work on the weekend as well.
Okay, so just put Monday through Sunday, 7 to 5, and then if they call you, they call you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Makes sense. A lot of the people in the remodeling industry, they're usually doing a lot of work on the weekends. All right. And then last thing, so when we set it up on Google, the way it works is we allow you to have trackability and real-time analytics of everything that we do. So the phone number that we're going to put on Facebook, on Google, and your website is going to be slightly different from the phone number that I'm speaking to you on, that 2151 number, just so that way you'll be able to see any calls that come in. I have a client up in the Northeast Bay near Pittsburgh who they do junk removal, and they missed a call, for example, and they forgot, and they called in. I was like, yeah, check your back end page, the dashboard is what we call it. Check your dashboard, and it's like, oh, yeah, that's how I could find the number. So it really just helps you keep records of that and also just justify, you know, how much performance we're doing for you, okay? So that's included with the service. I just want to let you know that we'll set it up like that, okay?
Yeah.
And then we're not going to publish your home base address, right? Is that correct?
Is that a bad thing?
No. A lot of people who do services, because you go to job sites, right? So if you're a service provider, you don't need to publish your address, and most of our clients don't if you're on the road most of the time. Right? You don't have, like, a showroom or anything like that. Is that correct?
No. I'm just, like, wondering, like, if people who search the local area, like what's the closest demolition company, which I don't know any that's in our area, like in Foster City.
Right. So you'll still be centered in Foster City on Google, because Google will have your address. They just won't publish it, so that way people don't, like, try to find directions to your home address, if that makes sense.
Okay.
But it'll still be centered in Foster City. Yeah. And that's why we do the Facebook ads as well, so that way you can hit the other parts of the BA without... because Foster City and surrounding is definitely going to be hit by Google. All right, that's pretty much everything on this portion. The card you'll be using is also under the name as Sammy V. Waylert. Is that correct?
No, it's just Samuel. Samuel. That's V. Waylert. That's all that's different.
Okay, Samuel. Okay, let me just change that here. So S-A-M-U-E-L, correct?
S-A-M-I-U-E-L-A.
Oh, okay. S-A-M-I-U-E-L-A. Okay, got it.
S-A-M-I-U-E-L-A.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right, about 3 more minutes and then we'll be done here. So, again, the program's going to be $249 month to month, and that's going to include the website and everything like that. And then there is a one-time setup fee to cover all the programming and the new website, and that is $99. So your grand total today is $348, okay?
Okay.
All right, give me 1 second. Let me get that set up correctly.
With the, just a question. With the website and everything, I have access and everything to it to log in and change things.
Yeah. We're going to walk you through that on the onboarding. Like you're going to be able to change like photos and whatnot on your own. But most of our clients will reach out to us to ask us to do it. Like you could send them in via email or call us in. We're going to share with you like the support email address and everything like that. If you want, I can send that to you right now just so you have the email address handy for support.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Give me 1 second. I'm just typing in your email right now. So it's just going to say, please reply to this local splash. Please reply with any photos, logo, artwork.
Is this the USPS one?
The USPS, what do you mean?
Oh. Oh, that wasn't you, huh?
No. I'm going to send you one right now. All right. You should have gotten it right now. And I just sent it to you with your official first name just to make sure I have it spelled correctly.
You emailed it, right?
Yeah, from jcal at logosplash.
All right. Give me one. Yeah, I'm still waiting for it. So, sir, let's say, like, this doesn't work out. Like, what? Can I just, like, cancel at any time?
Correct. It's a month-to-month program. That's why we go live with your Facebook ads within 7 to 14 days, because we definitely look to earn your business each and every month. I'm glad you asked that.
Yeah.
We're actually going to go through that in a couple minutes here. I'll do the full recap of everything. And then you're going to also get everything in writing via email and text message. Last two things here. We let you choose a security question. So that way, when we do call for the onboarding or any time in the future, if there's any confusion, you can definitely make sure that it's LocalSplash calling you. Because to be perfectly honest, Sammy, there are some people in the industry who know LocalSplash very well because of how well we do with our clients. And sometimes they might even pretend to be us. So we let you choose either your mother's maiden name, the city you're born in, or your first pet's name.
That's the question I would pick. My mother's maiden name.
Okay, and the answer for that?
Is my middle name, Lutolofi.
Okay. Lutolofi, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, great. All right, I got that saved there. Okay. And then the card you'll be using, again, is in the name of Emanuela V. Weylert, and the address connected to the card also is 708 Niantic Drive, Foster City, California, 94404, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Yeah, give me a second. I'm going to find my wallet. Well, you said you were going to send me an email. I'm still waiting for it.
So check your inbox. I did definitely send it. So it's it says local splash. Please reply with photos / logo artwork. You did get the invite to the onboarding call, right? It'll come from the same email address as that.
It's an invitation. Local splash.
Right. So you got that invitation, right, for the 1 o'clock call. And then the other one was just a direct email from me, jkyle@localsplash.com. This says local splash. Please reply with photos, or logo artwork.
Yeah, I only got the first one, the invitation.
Do you mind checking your like inbox or junk folder or anything like that? Because it was the first email I ever sent you. You might be able to just search the name Local Splash in your email, and it should pop up.
Yeah, I only got one email, the invitation for the 1 to 2 p.m.
Okay, let me try sending it one more time. Estalutolofia, well, if you got the actual invite, you should get this one too, actually. Not a problem with that.
Yeah, I didn't get the second one you were saying.
Okay, I just sent it again. You know if you got that. Did it come in this time?
No.
Well, like I said, it was really just to include the support team. So that way you can reply to that with any like logo artwork or photos that you want. So the support team is also going to give you an email to do the same thing. Once we're actually done here, you'll get a lot of emails, one that includes everything in writing what we talked about. So that way you can make sure everything I spoke with you about is clearly identified on the agreement form as well.
Yeah, I'm not receiving those emails.
And you searched Local Splash in your inbox?
Yeah, there's just that one email you sent me. That's about it.
But you got the invite, right? So that's the main one, right? Because that's going to get you to onboarding. Onboarding at one, they're actually going to just start sending you other emails as well.
Sorry, I just want more info, that's all.
Say that again?
No, I just want all the info you were telling me about.
Right. That's it was just an email that says, please reply with photos and logo artwork.
Yeah, not getting it.
Can you send me an email and then I'll reply to it? So send an email to jkyle@localsplash.com. The same email address that you got the Google invite from? And I'll text you the email address as well, just to make sure. Okay. Let's see.
Yeah, I sent you an email.
Okay.
Just like a reply.
Okay, I see that there. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to CC the support team, so that way, and it's just going to say, please reply all to this email with any logo artwork or photos you'd like uploaded to the website and the Facebook page. Okay, I just sent you a reply to the reply you sent to me. So make sure you have that there as well.
So you guys do marketing as well, right?
Yeah, like there are other levels of Google marketing that we offer, but we usually start people at this level, Sammy, just because it's the lowest price way to really to see how Google works for you, right? And it's the easiest way for us to be successful for you just because of the fact that we keep the price point so low to where even one client a month is more than enough to justify this cost, you know?
Where are you guys based out of?
Fountain Valley, Southern California.
Silicon Valley, you say?
Fountain Valley. It's like near Irvine, Orange County, California.
Oh, okay. All right, ready when you are.
Okay.
I didn't get
whenever you are. Is it MasterCard, Visa, Discover, Amex?
Sorry, I'm just kind of hesitant. I just don't want to get scammed or anything.
I assure you, and I understand completely. Keep in mind, though, we being in business 20 years, it is not worth our reputation to try to make a couple hundred dollars off anyone. You know what I mean? That's we definitely. I know what Andy's did to you, and I know that can make you hesitant, but. That's why we're doing the onboarding call today, right? You're going to see results literally within just a couple of days of everything going into motion for you. We live off our reviews, you know what I mean, Sammy? And so we want to make sure to do right by you.
Yeah. Okay. So it's 4400-6665.
Okay.
7994.
Okay.
2646.
And the expiration?
1227.
And then there's 3 digits on the back?
063.
Okay. All right. So we're not going to process it just yet. The last step is the voice verification. It's for quality assurance portion of the call. And then for this portion of the call, Sammy, I'll refer to you as Samuela. And then the business name I have is Sammy Demolition. Is there like an LLC or anything like that, or is it just Sammy Demolition?
It's just Sammy Demolition.
Okay. All right. So if you have any questions, let me know. The 877 number, the one that you and I have been sharing text messages from, make sure you save that as Local Splash under your contacts as well, because that's the number that our onboarding team will be calling from at 1 o'clock today, okay?
877-635?
635-6225, correct.
6225?
Yep, yes. That's the number to save as Local Splash.
Okay.
All right, Sammy, I'll go ahead and begin here. Again, let me know if you have any questions. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This portion of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. Now, Samuela, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Sammy Demolition.
Okay, and please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Samuela Lukolofi V. Weiler, and I'm the owner of Sammy Demolition.
Oh. Okay, and of course, as owner, you're authorized to enter into this marketing agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and you're also an authorized user on the billing of this card account, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Sammy, to get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign with us, so thank you for taking today's onboarding call at 1 o'clock. As a result of increased visibility online, Please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors and sometimes bad actors not related to local Splash, which is why we provide the security question of your mother's maiden name to verify the call is coming from us and not another company in the event of any confusion. Now, we did ask you to save our 877 number as a local Splash under your contacts. So when we do call you, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls like the one at 1 o'clock today as well as emails from local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring local Splash as your certified Google marketing representative, do you also agree to let us know should you partner with any other Google marketing teams during the term of your agreement?
Wait, rephrase that question again.
Basically, if you sign up with anyone else who does Google marketing, it's kind of going to overlap with what we're our expertise in. So will you just let us know if you decided to do that? Because that might be a sign you're looking to exit, and
yes,
that's okay, but you know, you just have to let us
yes
know. Okay, good. All right, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, June 20th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month, also on the 20th day of the month, in the amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment, but of course, Sammy, this is a month-to-month program, so you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Just be sure you speak with a live representative. And if you do choose to cancel, Sammy, while we would hate to lose you, to prevent charges for your next month of service, make sure you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. I'll go ahead and process the initial payment for the 348 email saying welcome to Local Splash. Please click here to view your initial invoice. You'll also get that via text message. What that is going to have everything outlined in writing that we just spoke about, the timeline of execution for 7 to 14 days for Facebook and your website, your Google optimization. We're going to push to get that on the first page as soon as possible. Our promise time to get you optimized for the first page is 30 to 45 days, but that's why we do the Facebook ads, just to make sure those are up very, very quickly. So all that is out there in writing. You should have received the email already and text message, so just go ahead and check your inbox there. Assuming everything is accurate, what we talked about, and, you know, if everything is agreeable there, the 348 and 249 moving forward, go ahead and check the 2 checkboxes. Sign is Samuela V. Whaler, and then everything will be good to go. As long as you can do that by the 1 o'clock call, that'll be perfect. If for whatever reason you need us to walk you through it at 1 o'clock, just let us know. And then on the 1 o'clock call, I'll be introducing you to your onboarding team member, okay? Just so that way you'll hear me when we call out from the 877 number, all right?
Okay.
Okay. Any questions, just feel free to let us know. But in the meantime, you have my information. Feel free to give me a call or text if you have any questions, and we'll check in a couple hours, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Hey, thanks so much, Sammy. Have a good one now.
Okay. Bye-bye.